Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you get the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. This episode is sponsored by the game Best Fiends. Are you tired of the same old puzzle games? Do you love endless entertainment that updates with new levels, events, and challenges daily? Then I have the perfect game for you. Best Fiends is a casual game filled with fun, engaging puzzles to keep your brain both entertained and challenged. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Best Fiends is one of my favorite games. Actually, it's one of the only games I have on my phone. The makers of Best Fiends have created a whole world right on my phone. It's got great music, is bright and colorful with great graphics, and there's a story about all these cute collectible characters to follow along with. Right now, I'm on level 447 and have been loving these new sets of challenges. It keeps my brain working while still having a ton of fun, and my son loves to watch over my shoulder and help me make some matches. What's really cool is that you can connect and play with friends from all over and create a fun little challenge of your own, which is the perfect way to stay connected while still social distancing. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on this game. So join me and millions of people who are already playing this fun puzzle game. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning. Cup of murder.
You never know what a person's final straw will be. What last event triggers a dangerous person to finally lose all composure? On April 2nd, 2014, a man committed a mass shooting on a military base. A base where, just years before, another deadly massacre occurred that many had yet to recover from. So, if you like your coffee hot, but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Ivan A. Lopez Lopez, born October 23, 1979, in Ponce, Puerto Rico, enlisted in the Puerto Rican National Guard in 1999, unable to pass the English language course, was discharged in the same year. He then re-enlisted in 2003, passed, and started his work as an infantryman, and served in the United States Army starting in June of 2008 until 2010, and moving to and from different bases in Texas and deploying to places like Egypt. In the middle of all of his service, Ivan managed to meet and marry his future wife, and together the pair had two children and raised an additional two from a previous marriage. In 2011, Ivan was shipped off to Iraq, where he participated in Operation New Dawn as security detail. Unfortunately, on December 12th, his convoy was hit by a roadside bomb and, though he was reportedly not within the blast radius, was understandably triggered by this event. Now back in the States, Ivan began experiencing a series of setbacks ranging from financial issues to the deaths of his grandfather and mother over the course of just 2 months. He started to receive psychiatric treatment for depression, anxiety, and PTSD, and attempted to take leave from his service to attend his mother's funeral in Puerto Rico. The military took 5 days to approve the order, but said he could only be absent for 24 hours. Upset, he argued with the ruling, and it was eventually extended to 2 days. In February of 2014, he was relocated to Fort Hood, Texas. And either at this base or the one he was stationed at just before, he reportedly requested to transfer because he said he was being taunted and picked on by his fellow soldiers. And, according to a Facebook post, had been robbed by 2 men. It was also on this Facebook where Ivan dubbed himself a sniper who had been to the Central African Republic and regaled his followers with stories of combat and wartime violence. Though, according to his military records, he never experienced any direct combat over the years of his service. Basically, Ivan was getting pushed closer and closer to the edge. And on April 2nd, 2014, he would finally receive that last little push and take down a whole military base with him. At the end of March, Ivan requested a 10-day permissive temporary duty so he could relocate his family into an apartment in Killeen following the alleged robbery. He was told he would have to wait 14 days, but pleaded with his superiors and was given 4 days by his acting sergeant to take the pass from March 27th to the 30th. When he returned on the 31st, he received his PTDY form and found that it was filled with errors and he needed to correct it and resubmit. So on April 2nd, 2014, Ivan went into the 49th Transportation Battalion office in order to obtain information he needed to complete his form, where he was told he needed to come back later, sparking a verbal dispute between him and several other soldiers. The issue continued and Ivan went to and from the battalion headquarters multiple times before finally going to his house and picking up the Smith & Wesson 45 pistol that he purchased exactly 1 month before from the same store where Nidal Kassan, the perpetrator of the 2009 Fort Hood shooting, had purchased his weapon. This time, when he went back to the headquarters, he was armed and ready. At 4 p.m., Specialist Ivan A. Lopez Lopez went outside of the building for a cigarette, and at 4:15 p.m., walked up to the open door of the office and opened fire, immediately injuring 2 soldiers, Sergeant Jonathan Westbrook and Major Patrick Miller, who was sheltering the other soldiers in his office while the bullets penetrated his stomach. Next, Ivan killed Sergeant First Class Daniel Ferguson, who was barricading the conference room door, which could not be locked, therefore saving a number of lives before he died as Ivan attempted to force his way inside. He then got into his car and drove to a motor pool building where he was assigned and fired at 2 soldiers along the way, wounding them. Once at the building, Ivan shot a female soldier inside, missing her and grazing the head of another. He then killed Sergeant Timothy Owens, who approached him to try and talk him down and injured another man before moving on to the building's vehicle bay area where he shot 2 soldiers before his gun misfired. He then made his way to the 1st Medical Brigade headquarters and, along the way, shot at cars with occupants still inside. Once at the medical building's parking lot, he shot 1st Lieutenant John Arroyo Jr. in the throat, who was able to survive, and walked inside and killed the soldier at the main desk, Sergeant Carlos Lozani Rodriguez, and wounded 3 others. All of this, from the very first shot, occurred over the course of just 8 minutes. Ivan left the medical building and drove to the parking lot of another building, where he was finally confronted by unidentified military police who engaged him in a verbal exchange. Ivan then pulled out his weapon and the officer took the opportunity to try and shoot Ivan, but missed. Ivan then responded by pressing the pistol to the right side of his head and pulled the trigger that released the 35th and final round of ammunition. When the dust settled on the 2nd Fort Hood shooting, 16 were injured and 4, including Ivan Lopez Lopez, were murdered. In the aftermath of the shooting, the discussions over soldiers' right to carry a concealed firearm on military bases was reignited. And in 2015, after an investigation into his personal life and medical records, the military highlighted the gaps in information sharing due to privacy laws that may have placed Ivan on the list of soldiers to keep an eye on. Though his true motive for the murders remains to be seen, his commander said that they knew very little about his personal difficulties and would have provided him more help had the information been disclosed to them. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on April 3rd. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.